Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app. And you can join the conversation today at 850-437-1620. And as always, it is Friday and it is sunny and it is always sunny. It is always sunny's here when we have Eldon Scott from
Sunny's Barbecue.
Awesome.
Yeah, great to be here, Jess. Appreciate you having us here again this morning.
It's always great having you.
Yeah, we like to have a good time.
I like to kick off the day with a little Sunny's.
Yeah. We all rolled in right at the same time. It's not terribly humid this morning. Like, it's actually kind of nice out.
It actually is. I was pretty surprised this morning when I did my duty as bringing the garbage out to the end of the road. I was like, oh my, I think I would just want to sit out here for a moment. It's
beautiful. Because the husband was too busy running, right?
Well, don't call him husband because he might have a heart attack, but he was too busy running.
The boo thing.
Yeah.
The boo thing.
The boo.
My bad.
I find humor in it.
Yeah.
I always like to make the blood pressure of a fine gentleman go up anytime.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, it's good to be here. Great day for a barbecue. Every day is a great day for a barbecue. Doesn't matter if it's raining or sunshining. We always love to serve up some slow smoke barbecue. And great to be here in the studio. Saw Mr. Brent Lane this morning. He came over, popped over for a few minutes, which he's a LEAP graduate. So today we have Mr. Quinn Bro from the Greater Pensacola Chamber. We're going to talk a little bit about the LEAP program, and it's going to be a great day. They're fixing to kick off their new year. They just announced all their What's the proper title? Nominees? What is that, Quinn?
They're now class members.
Class members, the proper terminology. So yeah,
proper terminology is hard for me, Eldon.
Yeah. I'm you know, just make it up as we go along, right? Just
fake it till you make it.
That's part of the
cheat code of life.
And hey, some of us got a lot of practice, so we just let it flow.
That's right. Before we get too far into it, I just want to make sure that we remind everybody.
Yeah.
Of your locations.
Absolutely.
Website.
Sure, yeah. So we have four locations that we serve the listenership with. Our locations are Navy Boulevard over there by NAS. We call it Shelley Road, but it's in Pine Forest just south of I-10 on Pine Forest Road. Then we have our 9th Avenue location right there by the airport behind the Auto Zone, and then our Pace location on Highway 90 in front of Lowe's.
My favorite location.
It's in your hood, right? Know what they say?
Yeah. Do you remember why?
Mr. Dan, our manager over there, does a great job. He's a good dude. And the crew over there, Miss Icy, our bartender, she does an amazing job. Lots of personality. I like people with lots of personality because I got a little bit myself.
Helps the world go around.
And then, of course, you can always visit us online at Sunny's Barbecue. For your online orders, to-go orders, things of that nature, check out our menus. Some of our specials, our seasonal specials, we're doing our barbecue bowls. You can check those out. Those have been a big hit. The smoking brisket bowl is my favorite.
Ooh, smoking brisket. Rice. That just sounds fabulous.
Little rice, little barbecue beans. Some brisket, some jalapenos, some smoking ranch. Yeah, it's good stuff.
So. I have not had breakfast yet. Stop. Okay, now keep it coming.
Now you know where to go for lunch.
That's right. Now I have a question.
Yeah.
And I can completely say I'm new for the next 2 years to the area. You have a drive-thru at every location?
Drive-thru at every location, yep. Drive-thru at every location so you can come on through. A lot of people don't even know that. Before I started working with Sunny's, I was a regular drive-thru customer. And so we live close to the 9th Avenue location, so we were through there pretty often. And got to love those corn nuggets. Corn nuggets, brisket sandwiches, my go-to.
Ooh,
the brisket grilled cheese was my go-to all the time. So
with the garlic butter?
With the garlic bread.
It's your
garlic bread. Yeah.
You are speaking my language.
Yeah. So, but yes, drive through, and then also every Monday we do buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches.
Oh.
So you come through the drive-through on any Monday, you buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich. That's a heck of a deal. You can either have one for lunch and then one for dinner, or if you want to double down and you're bulking, you can have them both for lunch.
We did talk about last week I was going to go on Monday so I could get that buy one, get one free pulled pork because that is Chris's favorite.
It's a good deal.
He does like pulled pork.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So that, and then additionally, we also have a kids meal, free kids meals and grandkids meals. So it doesn't matter if it's a kid or grandkid. Kids 12 or and under eat free on Saturdays with the purchase of an adult entree. So, you know, come
That's
one,
awesome.
Come all. If you got a kid, bring them. Doesn't matter if you, it's your kid or your grandkid.
You don't have to hide
bring
the barbecue
for a free
from
meal
the kids.
On Saturday. Yep. And this is a pretty good selection for the kids' meals, too. So, it, you know, I've never seen a kid be disappointed by a little bit of barbecue.
That's awesome.
They like to be messy anyway, right? Get the fingers dirty and all this. And the mac and cheese is on point.
I like to be messy because then you get to lick your fingers, which is not always socially accepted in public. But if you just bend your head down a little bit.
Well, in public, but at Sonny's, we have plenty of paper towels and napkins and wet wipes. So it is barbecue. It's supposed to be a little bit messy. That's how you know it's good.
I don't want to let that go to the napkin. I'm going to take it all in.
Yeah. Just a little jealous.
It's like, so I know at some point in the show, we're going to do a giveaway. When do we want to do that?
We can do it now if we want to. I mean, it's earlier. We'll give it a few minutes. We'll tease
all right,
a little
cool.
bit. Yeah, we'll
Great.
Tease it. We got a good one.
Okay, good.
We got a good one.
We got a good giveaway. And then we have a few other little giveaways,
and
too.
We can talk about that.
Let's do it.
As the precursor to the teaser.
Ooh. Yeah. I like this. We should go into business and create like a movie. We'd be awesome at it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. For
radio, though.
No, you don't. I feel like, Quinn, I feel like that was a hard no, Jess. No, yeah. We're not going into movies together. We're not creating.
Do it.
Yeah, so, here at the studio, actually, speaking of free kids' meals, just swing by the studio. No special anything. Just come by the studio. We have 10 free kids' meals sitting at the front desk. You can see front desk Tina, FDT, as they call her for short up here. She heads up the front desk and makes sure that all the folks get in that need to, and all the folks that don't need to, don't.
That's right. And, I mean, front desk Tina has those for you. She's not going to give you all 10.
No. So come in and ask for them. Pick up a free kids' meal.
That's right.
And so we got 10 of them sitting here for you. So the next 10 people to get up to the studio, just ask for a free kids' meal, and we have one here waiting for you.
From front desk Tina.
And you don't have to have that. That's valid any day of the week. So
great. Don't waste it on a Saturday.
Don't waste it on a Saturday. Yeah. Don't just, you know, make sure you use it wisely.
I like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, we have a fine
speaking of wise.
Wise.
Speaking of wise.
Let's get there.
Let's talk about it.
Awesome.
Leadership Pensacola. I got Mr. Quinbro in here. He's with the Greater Pensacola Chamber. He's a cool dude. I got nothing else to say other than he's a cool dude.
I mean, he's got a great smile. He, you know, he already mistaken me for somebody else.
Has a beautiful family.
He didn't.
And he's heading up the Leadership Pensacola, also known as LEAP. And so tell us a little bit about it, Quinn.
Yeah, Leadership Pensacola. Hey, good morning, everybody. Leadership Pensacola is an amazing program. It's a 10-month program that we take our leaders in the local community. Pretty much the goal of it is to identify and foster and inspire current and emerging leaders to improve and enhance our local area here in Pensacola. So they'll be learning different segments of our local area, whether it's on the leadership side, all the way down to military, education, so that all the sectors, how they play a role in our community.
Yeah. And like we talked about a little bit earlier, Mr. Brent Lane is a graduate. I know many, many folks who have been graduates. It's something I just learned here just a few minutes ago as we were going over show notes. LEAP has been a program for 42 years.
42 years and 2,000 members.
Wow. 2,000.
And we have several individuals that graduated from that or took the program. However, am I saying that the wrong way? Graduated from it?
Yeah, you graduated.
All right.
Alumni.
You have quite a few alumni. Yeah, you have quite a few alumni right here in this building, which is awesome.
Yes.
It's great.
Yeah, it's when you think about Leadership Pensacola, I mean, it's pretty much part of the Pensacola DNA at this point.
Yeah.
So anywhere you look, whether it's one of our bigger organizations here in the community or one of our small businesses, we have representation across, you know, Pensacola.
Yeah, I was looking at the list here, you know, getting ready for the show of the folks. It was about 75 people is about how many folks are in.
So we had actually this year, we had roughly 400 nominees.
Wow.
So 400 nominees, and then we had 108 applications. So you're nominated, then you
go through an application
process.
Yeah.
Yep. And then from there, you're selected. So we have 53 people right now in our program.
Gotcha. So how does the nomination process go? Is it generally somebody in your workplace will nominate you? Like maybe my boss would nominate me?
Friends,
and then
family, workplace.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Whoever knows you and have a relationship with you and you've expressed that you want to be a part of the Leadership Pensacola program, they're able to nominate you. And all of the information is actually online at PensacolaChamber.com.
I may or may not have been checking that out, so it's serendipitous that you're here right now. That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to throw my hat in the ring.
Hey, happy to have you.
For next year.
That's awesome.
I've long known of the program, and the more I learn about it, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just go ahead and jump in and try to do it myself.
Yeah, it's a lot of relationships that are formed within
it. I think that's the thing for me is seeing the alumni, how they almost the camaraderie of the alumni around each individual year, right? They're supportive. They're supporting the program. They're supporting the new members who a lot of times are the 40 under 40 folk, you know, coming into Leadership Pensacola. Not to say that, you know, there aren't some older folk who don't join in.
May or may not have pointed my way.
I did not point you.
I still look under 40, right?
Under 40.
I was just making a hand gesture. I was not pointing at you, Jess.
Yeah. I mean, there is so many opportunities within the program for you to build new relationships and give back to the community. There is actually a give back project that the class will work on and build that team camaraderie. Yeah. Last year, they actually did Valerie's House Leap Outside, to where they raised the funds and then they actually worked on the project. So they converted the backyard of Valerie's house. And
I've seen the pictures of it. Yeah, it's a great space,
awesome space
for youth,
great cause
to get together for. Tell us a little bit more about Valerie House. I'm familiar, I just don't know exact the mission, what they're doing.
Yeah, so Valerie's House was created for the grieving kids and families.
That's right.
Those who have lost a parent, they're able to go to Valerie's House and get some support from the community and from that community.
It's a beautiful space. If you haven't seen it, it's worth checking out.
So they
go follow them on Facebook for
They converted that space so that the kids can go outside and have a tranquil space, and then the parents can actually convene and talk and be with each other.
Yeah, we've thrown a few barbecues for Valerie's House over the last year. Supporting them, and that's part of the reason why Mr. Cruin's here. They're having their kickoff event this Friday, so Sonny's Barbecue is doing the
August 2nd
the meal for the whole Leadership Pensacola class for 2025, correct?
This 2025.
2025 class, the graduating class of 2025, and so we're going to throw them a little barbecue to kick it off, right?
Yeah, and our title sponsor this year is actually Postcard Realty.
I love Postcard Realty. I just might want to say that. They may or may not have helped me find my forever home.
Ah,
nice.
So that's awesome. And I have to say, everything's better with Sonny's. It seems like you are just so connected to the community. And whenever there's a special event, you just make it even more special with your food.
Yeah.
That is
awesome. I mean, Sonny's for almost 40 years has been supporting the Pensacola community. So, you know, I've only personally been with Sonny's for about 4 months.
You would never have thought that.
Believe it or
That's
not.
That's right.
And long-time customer, short-time employee. you know, so grew up on Sonny's. We took advantage of many of free kids' meals personally. You know, when my kids were little, we were in Sonny's a lot of Saturdays, taking advantage of those free kids' meals. And but you know, they've Scott and Amy, who are not the original, but longtime owners of the local stores here. They've done a tremendous job of taking care of the community for a lot of years. I'm just helping to highlight those things and showing up in this fancy red shirt.
I love
and
it.
And this cowboy hat to get a little attention.
We want one.
I literally was thinking that this morning that. We're going to have shirts for every person, for you, Jess, for sure.
Of course.
So you can be official, so you can be a part
I
of the show.
To.
So you can have a red tassel shirt, and then we might just have to have one for the guests that come in.
I think that would be excellent. I just want to...
Give me a shirt.
It might, yeah,
right? I just want to put my arms out straight and just go in circles, and just the tassels will spin.
You know what the funnest
and,
part, though, is riding the schooler and the tassels blowing in the wind. That's the funnest part.
And the hat. You got to have the hat.
Man.
If you can't get the shirt, at least give me a hat.
Yeah, the hat. The hat is becoming a thing. So it's a lot of fun.
I love the hat.
Not too many people wear a cowboy hat. We talked a little bit about it last week. But, you know, it's a good way to stand out. You know, have fun. That's really what we're here to do, right? Barbecue is about fun and family and getting together and just having a great time as well as eating good food. I'm just here to help kick it up a bit. Do a little Emerald Bam, you know, kick it up a notch.
Bam it up.
You know, that's a little Cajun. But, you know, I mean, we're here for fun. You know, barbecue right. should be fun. It's about having a great time. And that's what we're trying to do.
You know, that's
not what we're trying to do. That is what we're
what
doing.
What you're doing. You know, that's a really good lead in to our giveaway.
Oh, yeah, that what, is.
Great time. You were amazing at this.
Yeah, that's a great lead in. I wouldn't even try. Shooting from
no,
the dip.
Exactly.
Kobe and Shaq.
So let's talk about this
yeah,
giveaway.
Yeah, so giveaway this week, we're going to have a code word. So you're going to have to come in, give the code word. So make sure that you're listening and you're paying attention, not just tuned out, riding in your car or working in the office. I mean, you should be working. Definitely should be working, but I'm listening and paying attention too. So we're doing a pick three combo. So it's a giant meal. You get to pick three portions of your favorite proteins, as well as your three pints of sides and then your breads as well. So it's a $61.99 value. Ooh. And so it's a great value. So code word for the week is
leadership.
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 I mean, I wanted to go with something like, you know, one of the other words
like
to describe barbecue, but I'm looking at Quinn, and I'm like, leadership.
That's got to be the word for the week.
Leadership or leap?
Ooh.
Leadership.
Leadership.
Because
leadership for sure
leads to yeah. the leap. You know, I have a degree in leadership and organizational study, so the whole leadership thing is right up my alley. I love it. It makes you feel so good inside. Yeah. And anyone, it's such a great thing because when you are a good leader, you empower other people to do the same.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing is that people don't realize you're always leading somebody, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if you're in a position of leadership or you're not. If you don't have a formal title, there's always somebody who's maybe not in the place that you are, and they're looking up to you, and they're assessing what you're doing right. to see what they're going to be doing.
Absolutely.
You know, so you may not always realize it, but at any role that you may be in, even if you're not the boss, so
right.
to speak,
right.
somebody's looking at you as a leader
yeah.
in some way, shape, or form. And so leadership is important. The work that LEAP and the Chamber has done for 42 years, that's amazing.
Thank you.
And, you know, so come into the Cat Country Studio. First person to get here with the word leadership's going to win that pick three prize. And I think we might have a little question. We got a little question
over
there,
Jess. We have something in the text line.
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go. You ready for this one?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous. You're giggling pretty hard over there.
I know. I'm smiling.
Okay.
I know each LEAP class does a public project each year. I have a suggestion for a project if they haven't selected one yet. The Bayview Dog Park. I was giggling because, like, can I get those three words out without
Bayview
tripping?
Dog Park.
The dog park needs major repair. The big dog dry dark, has had a bad erosion problem and needs more bulkheads and dirt, lots of dirt. There are many other things that need attention. If you want to hear more, contact me. And I have Mike's contact information that I will make sure that Quinn has. Thank you so much, Mike. So glad you're part of the
very
conversation. Great idea.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That's part of the process, right?
Right.
The class gets together. They assess the yep. needs in the community. Is that how that basically works?
Yeah. So pretty much we send out a RFP, mm-hmm. request for proposal. And then during that time, we get all the applications that come in and all the proposals that come in. And then we'll assess those applications and present them to the class, and the class will then turn around and select who would be that specific project. And they're actually getting ready to select their project Friday next
week.
Oh,
okay. So they're gonna select the project on the actual launch day.
Yeah.
Nice.
So more information.
They are not wasting any
yeah,
time.
Yeah, more
they
information will be coming
work.
Out soon.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, cool.
So next year, absolutely submit that RFP. And
when does that go out, the RFP?
So the RFP wouldn't be until May.
He's thinking he's doing a lot of math.
Yeah, doing math.
The silence was because he was doing math in his head.
Didn't we talk about mathing last week?
Right.
Jess is not good
all
at
the
it.
Math, all the mathing. So.
But all the information is always on our website. And then we always work with Cat Country to get that information out as well. So.
That's awesome.
Oh, cool.
It is so great.
So appreciate the suggestion, obviously. And I mean,
yeah, thank
hey,
you,
anybody
Mike.
In the community, we were talking about leadership. Somebody wants to take the project and spearhead it. I mean, you know, maybe Mike's the guy to spearhead it.
Yeah,
you
I mean, know, why wait?
When the opportunity
even?
Is there, why wait for a whole nother year to take some
why
action
wait?
And get that taken care of? So
that's awesome. Yeah. This is an excellent community for that, too. People yeah. really come together. I love it.
Speaking of why wait, Why wait for barbecue? Come see us at Sonny's.
Why wait?
I agree.
Shameless plug. Shameless
plug. Why wait? And hopefully you're not out there waiting, and hopefully you've made your way to our station here, and hopefully you've made your way to Front Desk Tina, and you have given the code word leadership, and you have yourself a 3-pack. It's valued at $61.99. I mean, that is awesome.
It's a great deal.
And we also have some free kids meals out there, too, if anybody has stopped on by, which I would about imagine they've already have.
I mean, I'm sure they're probably going to go quick.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Everything went very quick last time.
Yeah,
a couple of times.
Yeah, from what I've heard, every time we've been on air, that the prizes have been gone before we got out of the studio.
Oh, my goodness,
so we don't even get to meet the folks.
Yeah.
And so we know the folks are listening. We appreciate you, the listenership.
Oh, I like that. Leasonership.
Yeah, my leasonership.
Ooh. And all the way in the character that time.
Howdy, partner.
Got some leasonerships out here.
Goodness. Got a little tongue-tied, but we do enjoy having a good time at Sonny's Barbecue. We do enjoy supporting the community. Glad to have Quinn in here today. Appreciate you making the time to come and talk about leadership.
Appreciate you to invite us.
And absolutely, my pleasure. I don't work for Chick-fil-A, nor have I ever, but it is my pleasure to help bring some attention to something great that goes on in our community. And that's part of the show, the Always Sunny Show. We're trying to highlight the people in the community that are doing great things. Obviously, Sunny's Barbecue, we want to be a part of those things. We're doing everything we can. Scott, my boss, he said, hey, make sure we take care of the Pensacola folk. And we're just doing everything we can to do that.
Well, you're doing a great job with it. Because
absolutely.
Anytime we see you, we see Sonny's.
Yeah.
And we see you everywhere.
So it's always Sonny's.
It's always Sonny's in Pensacola.
I love that so much. Now, we're winding down. We have about a minute and a half before we're done talking with you today, which always breaks my heart because I love it. But at the same time, you keep that sun going in me for, you know, days to come.
I'm just giving you something to look forward to next week.
Absolutely. But I want to make sure we just remind people again where the locations are. You can also head over to the website at sunnysbarbecue.com. I mean, there is an amazing video of people doing some amazing things, including barbecue. So why not just go over to the website and just check that out to begin with?
Yeah.
You can find the locations there as well. But Eldon can also tell us where those locations are.
So like I said, we got 4 locations serving the Pensacola community, the news radio listenership. I'm doing it again.
Listenership.
And our Navy Boulevard location, Pine Forest Road on Shelley Road, our 9th Avenue location, and then also our Pace location. You can see us at sunnysbarbecue.com. But then also for the catering side, Christmas season's coming up. It's Christmas in July, as they say, right?
It is.
So it's time to start thinking about those Christmas parties. We got 2 banquet rooms at our We have a banquet room at our 9th Avenue location. We can host 40 people there. We had a Waffle House there last night doing their manager's training. So they were great.
That is awesome.
A lot of fun. Then our Navy Boulevard location, we can host 75 folks. And so we typically do a buffet style. And if you want to learn more about our catering, you can find us at sunnyscatering.com. That gives you all of our catering options to look through those details and how we can serve. We do full service catering. So you can pick it up, we can deliver it, or we can set it up and serve it just like a full style. So come find us at Sunny's Barbecue.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much, Quinn, for joining us as well. Eldon, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jess, for having me.
Always.
Thank you.
See y'all next week.